Hi, this is Joe Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Ship Healing. Everybody, we're here again on DBS Radio, and I'll need to check the date here, coming up in a second. So, today is naturally Wednesday, July 10th, 2013. So, here we go, everybody. Let's activate the light beam and bring it up on your monitor screen. We'll bring in some peace energy for everybody. And naturally, when it's up, you may actually see the eyes move a little bit. It's kind of fun if you move your head back and forth sometimes. You actually see the light beam looking at you. So here we go. Energizing the light beam. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I'll get a little more energy for everybody. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Wow. Okay. Getting a little warm here. So if any of you do feel some heat, just let me know in the fast chat. And I won't be monitoring the CLS questions. It's a little hard to do. And monitor the past chat, so if I can read it, we'll see what happens here. So let's, and all the ladies got a night off tonight. So they're all probably doing their hair and their fingernails and manicures and stuff. So anyway, I'm sure they're laughing if they're listening. So here we go. Let's, I'm going to do a show about timelines. And the timelines are what you're living on. But do you know that you may be on timelines that are replicated with you physically living on them? We normally talk about timelines, about crashing a timeline for a physical situation or a problem. And sometimes when that happens, you may not know it or you may. So I'm going to do a timeline crash here for people that maybe have a sore throat. And we're going to do this two different ways. So maybe your throat's fine now. Maybe you have a nasal problem. Maybe, well, in fact, just pick your situation. Maybe a mosquito bit you. And maybe you're itching all over, not knowing why. Just one bit you here. But maybe you're out there somewhere else where maybe 10 got you. So let's do a timeline crash for your particular situation, whatever that would be. And you must select something. And then we're going to do a timeline crash for something that you know nothing about because it's unconscious to you. And are you there as a replica of you, or are you there physically? We'll find that out. So here we go. We'll do a timeline crash for each one. So this is for your own particular condition. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And see how your body's doing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So see how you're feeling now. And we're going to do one now for you out on a timeline that you may know nothing about. This would be the replica of you. Remember, a copy kind of you that is created by the aliens. So here we go, releasing you from that timeline. So the first one is you being here. Next one is a replica of you. And it may not have all of your energy with it, and it may not even be you. It may just be like a replica cloned you that looks like you. Remember, you probably have seen other people walking around you that you've seen somewhere else, and you go, wow, you were there, you know, like in the shopping mall. You see the person a week later and say, hey, you know, I tried to wave at you, and he just looked at me like he didn't even know me. And, you know, maybe you got insulted or something. And then they go, well, I wasn't at the shopping mall. You know, I was up in the mountains. And you go, well, yeah, but it looked just like you. They go, well, that wasn't me because I wasn't there. So this is the same thing here, replicas of you. So think of your same situation, and we'll see how your body's feeling and responding. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So check out your body again. And remember, mentally you may not feel any real big changes, but your body will tell you if it's feeling slightly different as these energies are brought to you here. So here we go. Let's do the real you out on a timeline. Real you on a timeline that you know nothing about. And here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So, we'll see if you felt anything on that. Manny says he's got a rash. That's being bitten by a spider. Well, let's do that. Manny, maybe you're out there with, you know, one spider got you here, but maybe you're somehow stuck in a web someplace and all little baby spiders are, you know, having lunch on you. So here we go. So anybody else has a condition? We'll see what happens here. So think of another condition, and we'll do this for Manny. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Manny, just see if you tend to feel a little different. Now, let's do a clearing for maybe anxiety. Very possibly you're hearing this program here, don't know about timelines, although you have lost your keys, so you know that something's happening. Or maybe you lost your car or had deja vu or bad dreams. These are all stuff that happens to you when you're abducted. And you may go, uh-oh, I want to get off this call here because I don't believe in aliens. I don't believe in abductions. Although you have probably seen more movies that you probably have had in your life in the last 10 years dealing with abductions and aliens. So there's a reason for that. I think I may have heard a beep. I'm not sure. Do we have a caller online?
Hi, Ron. This is Nikki.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi.
So, how's...
I have a question on timelines.
Okay.
You know, we all have such busy lives, and I feel, you know, my brain kind of feels like scrambled eggs by the end of the day. I feel like I've jumped on, you know, 1,000 different timelines.
Yeah, that could happen. You may even feel them change. In fact, we'll do. Let me do a little clearing here for you, and I'll put you on the spot and just see what you perceive by it. Okay? I'm going to put everybody onto a timeline. Remember, all these timelines are reoccurring instantly, even from the past. And you may not fully understand that, but the timelines, once they're created, they're there. So what we're going to do is put you into a past timeline. And we'll go back 1 week from today. And I want you all to think of a timeline or a situation that you had on a timeline or just a situation. And I'll bring back that same event. If it happens to be a really awful thing, then forget it. You know, you don't want to experience that. But if for some reason, you know, you had a joyful moment and you go, wow, you know, I found a $100 bill in the street, and you want to bring that emotional energy back, we can do that. So here we go. Going back 1 week from today. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So just see how you're feeling. So how do you feel, Nikki?
Well, to be quite honest, I feel a little bit nauseous.
Oh, no. Okay.
Maybe it wasn't a good timeline.
Picked the wrong one. Okay, everybody think of the timeline that found some money, if that's possible. So here we go. A timeline that you may have found some money or you got that unexpected check in the mail, okay? Maybe somebody, you know, sent you a check. They owed you some money. You forgot about it, and all of a sudden the check shows up, and you go, wow, I can now go to McDonald's. No, I'm just laughing here. Everybody else probably go, no, you know. Anyway, here we go. One, I'm going to bring that timeline into your reality. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. So there we are. And how do you feel?
I like that one.
Okay. So I won't go any further. We won't do it, anything else with that timeline because it feels good.
Yeah, I like it. So do you have any suggestions for days, you know, where you're just doing 1,000 different things? And obviously, I mean, as far as I understand it, we're jumping on, we're on different timelines for each of those events. Is there any way to make that less scrambled or less hectic?
My only thought would be that you would really need to bring the energy to you on that one timeline, that you're dealing with. Okay. Saying that a little bit different here, again, what you need to do is to make sure if you're on a timeline, you need to do something, you know, and maybe it means a lot to you for that timeline. Remember, this is a life experience. Then you want to bring more of that timeline to you and get rid of the ones that are going to distract you or sabotage you.
Okay,
so might,
I like that. How would you do that?
Okay, you just go to the timeline crashing box, and you'd want to crash all the timelines that are interfering with what you're doing. So you'd probably put in what you want to have on your timeline. Let's just say that you're doing, you're being creative and you need to, write a story. Okay. So you're a story writer and you're on deadline. So, because somebody wants to have your story read. So you could put in there that you want to crash all timelines that would interfere with you writing your story. That may possibly work. You could give it a try. What we'll do is I'll freeze a timeline for everybody, okay? So everybody has something going on in their life right now that might not be what you would like to experience, okay? And you're trying to get yourself out of it. And we're going to do a timeline crashing, we'll say, but it's going to be a freezing of the timeline. So when you freeze a timeline, what that should do is release you from that particular timeline because it'll be frozen in space. I'm just kind of talking out loud here, but we'll see what happens. So here we go. One, two, and you might feel the sound in your room actually change because we're actually getting rid of this here. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Boy, and one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, so how does that feel?
I feel it strongly. I'm not sure how to describe it. I feel almost frozen in my heart area. What does that mean?
You're probably feeling. Remember, time has stopped on that timeline. So if time has stopped for you, then that means that the timeline is inactive. So I guess the next question is, well, if that's the case, how do I use this particular clearing? So I'm thinking on this one here because it could go in many different directions. It could prevent you from having a situation happening, maybe. Can't guarantee that, but it could bring forth an energy that takes you away from stuff, because you may not want to get involved with a lot of situations that's on that timeline. So how does that sound to you if it's frozen?
It sounds a little scary. I mean, I hope it's frozen in a good spot.
Well, it just stopped whatever happened, okay? It's like everything is on hold on that timeline. And you could probably analyze the timeline and see. Remember, the timeline is moving. And so as it's moving, you're experiencing it just like you're, you know, on a carnival ride or something, right? You're moving through time on a timeline just like you're like a backseat driver. So what you did now is we froze the timeline. And when the timeline is frozen, all of a sudden you're able to view things where you are, which means that you're able to maybe change the way you are understanding and seeing that particular timeline. And you can see what's in the way. So just an idea.
It still feels a little uncomfortable. I don't understand why. Something that sounds maybe a little more appealing for some reason, could we use it just to slow down time instead of freezing time?
Well, you could try that. Okay, let's take the same issue, everybody. And we will start the timeline running slower. Remember, they're changing time all the time on us, speeding it up and slowing it down. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, oh boy, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Getting a little heavy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So, how does that feel for you?
Oh, my gosh. That feels good. I don't know what other people are feeling, but that feels really nice. Like, I'd like to feel like this all the time.
Well, that's great. Okay.
I'm wondering if we could put something in the timeline crash that says slow, put on slower timeline or slow down timeline.
Yeah, you could possibly do that. What happens when you start playing around with the timelines is that you're somehow taking control of what's already created for you and what's coming down the pike. It is changeable if you're aware of it, but most people, don't have a clue. So by taking mm-hmm. control of your particular timeline, you may be able to change the reality that you're living in. I can't say it'll work all the time, but you'd have to just try it and see. And that's what I would do, try to see how this is affecting you and, everybody else.
So the text that we would put in would be something like slow down the timeline I'm on and describe that timeline?
Yeah, you want to look for the emotional situation and then slow that down.
Okay.
It is an interesting concept.
Be a positive emotional
You're on timeline, so you can take control of your timeline. And by doing so, then, you're able to input into it what you may want to have. Remember, you're dealing with what the aliens already created. And so you might be able to change the timeline completely by getting off of it, which is why you do timeline crashes.
Right. Well, I do a lot of timeline crashes, but I like the idea of being able to slow time down a bit.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I can see that would be a great thing to do. Especially if you're very busy and you don't have enough time to do something, you may be able to actually change, the timeline and, by doing so, by changing that timeline, you are able to get more work done. So just another way of looking at it. I can't guarantee it'll work every time, but it is a possibility.
Right. Well, thank you very much.
Okay. So thank you for calling.
Thank you. Have a nice night.
Okay. You too. So let's see here. Let's do another clearing here. And let's do a clearing for maybe anxiety. Maybe some people are hearing the program and they don't know what to do. Remember, the website has plenty of clearings if you wish to help yourself out. And I'd recommend always do the gray sky clearing. And if you're a fairly new listener, then do the 2,000 Year of Darkness. And do that for anybody that you know who doesn't understand what's really happening to life here. It could maybe bring him into more of a aware consciousness. So here we go. Let's do the clearing here for anxieties. So think of your anxiety that you may have, that maybe I push one of your buttons here. Hopefully you only have one or two of them, but here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's do another clearing here. And let's do one for the simple kind of emotional situation that you may have had here. So it could be anything. Just think of your emotional situation. So here we go. Releasing that energy from you. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. So look at your situation, and you should be pretty much in neutral with it here. That's what happens as we do these clearings here. You may even feel like you want to get up and do something instead of doing nothing. We'll do a clearing if you're paralyzed. Maybe somehow you're in an energy system where you're kind of freaked out, you're paralyzed, don't know what's going on, and need to have some relief. Yep. Well, we'll see who's on here. So we have a caller?
Yes.
Okay. And what's your name?
Hi, Michael.
Michael, okay, Michael. What state, state are you from?
Washington State.
Okay. So, how can I help you?
Actually, you were kind of getting on to the subject of feeling paralyzed. If you wanted to go ahead and do that, and then we could talk, that'd be great, too. I don't mind.
Okay. Okay, so everybody, think of an issue here of when you feel like you may be paralyzed. Maybe, you know, there's a situation there. Normally, if you're paralyzed, it means that something from the past is connecting with you. Okay? And so that means that, remember, you're experiencing an experience over again that you already experienced. So a new experience probably will not affect you too much because it's brand new. But an old one that recycles could bring forth all the emotional situations to you, and you could feel completely out of control. So this is what we're talking about here, is you're reliving your past, which is not a good thing to do. And that's why you have an emotional situation on it. So here we go. Doing this clearing, being paralyzed. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh boy, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So again, kind of see how your body's responding. And maybe you might be able to breathe better. Normally emotional stuff, can cause you problems and make you get off center, and you keep thinking about the same old situation over and over again, and you can't get out of your own way. This is why, we have clearings. So go ahead, Michael. We'll see what you have to say here.
Thanks for that. My question was about I keep having this reoccurring event that keeps happening in my life where I will be living in a home, and then all of a sudden it becomes very unpeaceful, mainly by neighbors. Not mainly, always by neighbors. They always make tons of noise. And I'm always being put into a position where I have to go over there and ask them to stop. And so, usually I try to be peaceful and do it. But I'll do it, and then I'll have to keep doing it over and over and over again. They won't stop. They won't take any actions to do it. And this has happened at every single place I have ever lived. And I've done a lot of timeline crashes on it, and I saw some things clear up with it. But it seems like, this is just me talking, that, I feel like I'm being set up. Like every time I go over there to go and tell on them or tell them to stop, it feels like that is what the response they're trying to get me to do. And so every time I do that, I feel like I'm just fulfilling some program. And I don't know how to get out of it. So I'm actually timeline crashing it right now as we speak on another window. But, I feel like I'm not using it to the best of my ability. I want to get off of this train. And I did
okay.
the the reoccurring situation problematic event thing. I did that about 2 weeks ago. Nothing's really changed, and my second question was, can I do the same event on that same problematic recurring
yes.
event again?
Yes.
With the same,
do it over again. Yes, by all means, do it over again.
Okay. So, I don't have to buy it again? Or?
No, just do it over again. Maybe what happened to you is maybe you, this is kind of getting a little far-fetched here, but it may be true. Possibly the timeline that you cleared is perfect, but you got popped onto another timeline with this person, okay? And maybe they're moving you all around, you know, in different timelines. I'm just kind of talking out loud here. That could be a possibility.
No, that's what it feels like. It is. Like every time I clear something with it, I feel like I'm on a new train with them now. It's a new set of problems. You know, at first it was the neighbors across the street. Then it's the neighbors next door. Now it's the neighbors upstairs. I mean, it's becoming like it's weird. Like if you really saw it, you'd be like, this is the craziest thing. Every single neighbor, when one stops making noise, the other will start. And it's like, it's crazy. And it happens so often that I don't really know how to do anything about it. I feel kind of like powerless to do anything because every time I try to do it, you know, I'm getting to a point to where I just, you know, want to explode on these people. And I've already done it once with one of them because they were doing it. And I don't want to fall into that trap because it seems like, I don't know if I'm psychic or anything, but it seems like they're trying to really set me up for some nasty stuff. So I've just been quiet and just been trying to, you know, figure it out. But it's just hard.
Yeah, I would think that it might be those people maybe sharing a timeline with you. So you might try just doing a timeline crash with their names in there and see if they can get off of your timeline. Maybe they are working, you know, on your timeline and they got dropped in there.
Okay, so a timeline crash. How would I put that in? Because I don't actually know their names.
You get their street address or something. Maybe their house is on a particular timeline.
Well, they're right. No, this is an apartment complex. We're all packed in like sardines, you know.
Do it with their apartment number.
Okay.
Just choose the address of the apartment number to see if you can get them off that timeline that you're on.
So what would I ask?
Just so you want to clear the timeline for, you know, the apartment number or you know, 15 or something, right? And do that, and that may take you off of that timeline that they're on. They could be merging a timeline with you.
Okay.
And you may not understand that, but, you know, you don't want to be there, but they, you know, the dark side may be merging a timeline to do that for you so that you're experiencing a lot of situations that you normally would not be.
Yeah.
So it's taking you out of peace.
Okay, so the next thing is the reoccurring problematic situation. How do I actually run that? Because it has a lot of choices in there. Particularly, it's like first occurrence, second occurrence. I want it to run all of the occurrences. Is there a way to do that? Or?
You have to do them probably one by one. That's the best thing to do.
Okay. I don't know how to do it separately.
Because the occurrences that you have, you know, is what you're dealing with.
Yeah, I don't actually know how many occurrences there are because personally, it's been happening ever since I was a child.
I would probably try doing 10 and see what happens.
Okay, so just do 10.
Yeah, just do 10 and just see what's going on and see if it helps out at all.
Okay. And
okay.
So let me make sure I wrote this down right. Sharing a timeline. So do clear for apartment number such and such.
Yeah.
And get them off the timeline.
Right, you
okay.
get them
Thank
off
you.
Of your timeline. Yes, you want to clear their timeline. Because they're living on a timeline, okay? And you're on a timeline, and they may have merged the two timelines, and so right away you're getting interference from them. So you want to get them off of the timeline that you're on. And that's the way it works when you do a timeline crash. Whatever's on or connected to your timeline, it gets released.
I have a question.
It gets released from the Riondo, and it gets released here also. So
okay,
I would just try it and see what happens.
I have one question. You might have already answered this real quick. Is there a way just to get off all timelines altogether? Is there like a special
not that I know
timeline?
Of yet. Yeah, I don't know of one as yet.
Okay.
And Janice
I guess that
is saying
would be the whole
on the fast chat, you know, put them into the 2012 barcode clearing. You know, you might want to do that.
Okay.
That's the one that's the 2,000 year of darkness. I'll stick them in there too.
Okay,
Michael, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Put them into that 2,000 year of darkness barcode clearing.
Okay, thanks.
And you may even want to, you know, I'm sure that you already did the emotional clearing, so you may want to go in there and get the unlimited or something and do that one also. And just keep on that.
I actually got the emotion that you're having.
Okay, so thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. So, we got a question here. What about timelines within timelines? That gets kind of difficult. Yeah, you are involved with timelines, probably inside of timelines, not knowing what that's about. That's very hard to explain because it just is. You might look at a situation. I'll just kind of pick one out of the sky here, which might be able to be related to you here. You wake up in the morning, and it's really a bad day. Either it's going to be blistering hot or maybe thunder and lightning, and it's pouring out rain. And so right away, that's a timeline. Now, how do you respond to that timeline? You can get rid of the timeline, but you're still responding, reacting to it. So you're not going to take away the rain or the hot sunshine, but you can eliminate the way you are sensing the energies. Because maybe that timeline has everything on there dumped into you because you're experiencing it somewhere else too, and you're experiencing the doom and gloom or something on that timeline. So you want to go in then and clear out what you're experiencing. So, for instance, like, you know, it's raining outside, and maybe you have a convertible and it's broken, and you have to go someplace, and you know that you can't take your car out because you have a convertible. So you have an umbrella, but maybe you could call a friend who is on a friendly timeline, will say, to help you, right? The person that's going to help you, you call them and say, hey, man, you know, I got a convertible and I got to go over to here. Can you give me a ride? And they go, oh, yeah, I can do that. So now you're on their timeline. Now they feel happy doing it for you. Maybe you said, gee, come over and I'll fill your gas tank up for you. And they're now extra excited. Now you're on their timeline, and they're excited, and all of your sadness and anxiety and everything else went away because you don't have to worry about the rain right now because you're getting to go where you want to go to. So that's kind of what it would be like. So that would be like having a timeline inside of a timeline, how things can change, even though the major timeline, you know, may not look too good or be bad. You can change the outcome of that. So that's kind of what I'm talking about. So maybe you can kind of understand that. We have Barbara here mentioning about the psychic billboard, and that's also on the timeline. So that gets to be a little more in-depth here. Thank you, Barbara. So let's say that you do have a situation, and you're bringing forth another event on that timeline of the rain coming down, and you want to be peaceful during the whole day, because everybody else will be excited and maybe upset because of what's going on with that timeline of having the rain here. So now you can do a psychic billboard clearing, and that could bring you into, you just put in that you want to be peaceful today. And so all of a sudden, you go where you're going, everybody else has anxiety, you become peaceful. You're not drawing any of that extra energy to you, and it'll help you out. So that's like having another way to deal with a situation inside of a timeline. So great. Thank you, Barbara. Okay. And if you do have a problem, like we mentioned, or Michael mentioned, that special clearing for, reoccurring events, situations, it's a Bartholdt clearing. You may want to get into that because you could be dealing with that also. Let's do a clearing here and bring in some peace energy. I'll do a sample of that 2000 Year of Darkness barcode. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10, and this is a free clearing on the website. And this year you'll probably be doing more than once. So, if you haven't done it for a while, I'd say probably maybe do it, maybe once a week if you can squeeze it in for yourself to do. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And this is also on the left of the website there. Just go there and check on it. Click on it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. And there we go. So you can find that underneath the sample clearings here on the website. There's quite a few of them. Okay, so we have a caller. So who's there? Hello, caller.
Hello. Hi, Ron.
Hi.
Can you hear me? I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hi. Yes, Ron, I'm working on an issue here where my mind will start to perceive things, and then it freezes up and only lets me have one thought. So I don't have a free expression. I was wondering what that was.
Boy. Well, it sounds like you're trying to be more in the moment, and so having only one thought is maybe good. You may want to maybe do something to bring out your creativity. I don't know. I'm sure I got a clearing that may work for that. The special clearing may not work, because the special clearing is only for physical, situations. I would think you may want to do the self-empowerment session. You know, there's quite a few in there. And maybe one of those is blocking your creativity. So that's kind of what I might suggest. I'm trying to think here. Maybe you could do a mind loop clearing of maybe being stuck. Maybe you're unable to free yourself, and maybe that mind loop one clearing might help that also. I'm not sure. If anybody else has a suggestion for creativity of kind of being stuck, I guess is what you would call it, you might put it on the fast chat, but I think one of those would probably help you out a lot.
Okay.
So thank you for
I'll
calling, Larry.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Ron.
So I'm going to be ending the program shortly here, so we'll do the mind-to-heart drop. I'm going to be dropping down into your heart, so we have to command your spirit to take your thoughts, your consciousness, what you think with. Okay, this is your mind energy. And it's inside of your head normally. And I'm going to drop it to your heart center. And then you're going to be peaceful. And you won't have any thoughts, which means you can't think, and you won't be in duality. So here we go. and just try it out. It's very simple. 20 seconds can save you hours of time if you're a meditator, because that's where you're trying to get to. You may not ever get there. This here does it within 20 seconds. So dropping down, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ah, I got it. There's a whole lifetime creativity clearing, Larry. So you may want to do that. Whole lifetime creativity. So here we go. 1, dropping down. Sorry, everybody. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And remember, when you're on timelines, you want to be in the correct one, which means you want to do the finger exercise. So I'll be signing off, everybody. Have another radio program to do shortly. You can go to the website, the top right-hand side. It'll give you the information there to click on to listen. So thank you, everybody, and we'll see you later. Thank you, BBS. Bye, everyone.